cliffcentral.com.
So Phil Kutz is with us. You remember we've spoken to Phil a couple of times. He's the owner and dealer principal at DeWitt Motors in Ermelo, and you can find out everything you need to know by following the links on cliffcentral.com. I've been driving one of Phil's cars for a little while now, and this is something we thought we would share with you. Actually, Phil, before we even get into anything you want to talk about, I drove...
Morning.
How are you doing, man?
Morning, Greg. Yeah, okay.
So I drove your C-Class Merc down to Durban and back. Let me tell you something. This thing, it's a diesel. The fuel economy is unbelievable. Sia and Gord, listen to this. I filled up on the Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
I drove down. I could have probably got back to Joburg on the same tank that I filled up with in Joburg. It's absolutely
really?
Incredible. Yes. I mean, first of all, it's a hybrid, right?
No, not even.
Why,
no,
is it, is so, just, why does it say charge? Like it sometimes charges the battery and stuff. And
Yes. Well, the charges are basically working while it's when you're neutral,
yeah,
or you're not putting on gas, the engine is running the rest of the battery of the charging competent. Is running rest of the electronics and some of the things that will use fuel, like your aircon and so forth.
But no. Phil, when I filled it up, I almost get like a 1,000 kilometers on the clock there. It's a phenomenal economy of fuel. This is the best I've ever seen in a car. And listen, I mean, I said to you when you dropped it off, you know, it's a bit of a kind of dad Merc. You know what I mean? It's the kind of car that I'd never driven before because I always thought, and one of my friends ironically has one, and he loves it. But I always thought it was a bit of a dad car. But Jesus, just based on fuel economy, I'd be interested in buying that car.
Hmm. Correct. Yeah. I mean, I think as I told you when I dropped it off, I mean, I think it's due for an upgrade and with the new technology and so forth. And speaking of which, I think we've got the new C-Class coming now in. I think June 2021, mm-hmm. if everything goes well. But yeah, I mean, they're not going to get rid of the engine. They're going to keep the same engine in the new shape as well.
Phenomenal.
Just with all the new tech as well, because it's been a real successful. That's one of my favorite engines. I mean, exactly on the reason you mentioned now on fuel consumption. It's running on fumes. So
yeah, it's phenomenal. Yeah. And the other thing that's phenomenal, while I'm complimenting this car, because I'm by no means a motoring journalist or reviewer, but having been stuck in traffic on the Sunday, because we came back on the Sunday, and obviously, you know, there was a huge amount of traffic. The toll roads were backed up for kilometers because it was a public holiday weekend and the first one since lockdown. So everyone wanted to get away. And my timing was, I think if I'd left on Sunday at any time, I would have been stuck in traffic. But
I get the Mufasa feeling when you talk about traffic, like PTSD yeah. from past trauma.
That's right. And Gord, what was supposed to be a 5.5-6 hour drive ended up being 8.5 hours. And if I wasn't in that car, if I were driving that hunk of iron and hatred that I had before, you know, that my car that I couldn't wait to get rid of.
A chunk of iron and hatred. Tell us how you really feel, Garrett.
If I had been driving that thing for 8.5 hours, I would have been murdering people in the traffic. I would have gone postal. So it was nice to be in a car that has climate control and comfortable seats. And, you know, I could listen to some music. And I was actually remarkably calm throughout. And the other cool thing about it is that it obviously connects to your phone. So when you're using things like Waze and trying to find alternative routes, which I was trying to do to skip much of the traffic, it was really, really convenient. So it just made the whole experience great. So thanks for that, Phil. I didn't expect to have that experience, and it was good that I did.
Right. Glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm so used to driving short distances, you know, especially now since lockdown.
Tell us again which one it was, GC, because I don't know my cars that well apart.
You tell them, Phil. You know your detail.
I know. I mean, it's a big one, right?
Yeah, the one I'm driving right now. It's the C.
You're driving the new C220.
C220,
which is your diesel. Yeah, I mean, and I think we threw in a bunch of extras there as well. If I can remember correctly, I think, as you mentioned, now you got your Apple CarPlay, and mm-hmm. I suppose it's got either the Avangard or AMG package? I can't really recall. I mean, it was a while ago.
It's yeah, it doesn't have. It's not the AMG one, but it's really nice. I mean, it's beautiful inside. Oh. It's beautiful on the outside. Goes like a charm. It's just great. And honestly, the best things about this car are the fuel economy and the comfort of driving, especially on long trips. So I'm actually going away next week. And I'm going to head to the Kruger Park, which I haven't done in years. That's close to you guys. You're in Mpumalanga, right? You go there often.
Yeah, we go there often. I think we're about 2 hours or so from the park. So we live in the bus from Gauteng. Who are you going with?
It's family. So I'm actually going with my brother and sister-in-law booked this trip probably last year. And I said, yeah, cool, yeah. I'm in. And, you know, they've got the two little kids and my parents are going. So it'll be a real family trip. And because of the lockdown, all of those trips were put on hold. It was meant to happen in August, I think. And then they suddenly came back to my brother and said, yeah, you can go, but you've got to go next week. So we're going on Tuesday next week. So it'll be cool. I'm looking forward to it.
You going to do the show from the Kruger then?
No, there's no signal at the place we're going to, so I'm probably going to miss Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, but we'll figure it out.
Gareth's going to type his portions of the show out, and I'll read them out.
That's exactly how
like,
did you
like
know?
People auditioning for a movie. I'll read Gareth's lines and my own. So I'll be like, oh, something political's got me really, really upset. Shut up, Gareth. No one cares. Gordon, thank you for interrupting the show.
All right, so Phil, let's talk about some other stuff because it's been a while since we spoke. I actually thought that you'd disappeared and lost interest in us, but it's because you've been waiting to give us some special news. So you and your team are standing by to talk about two of the latest and sexiest Mercedes-Benz models around. There's the new GLE Coupe and the new S-Class. Just tell us a little bit about. Let's start off with the GLE.
Sure. Okay. So the GLE has been around for I'll say around about a year now. We are lucky to have be announced the winners for car of the year. I mean, I think we haven't won that accolade in ages.
Wow.
So GLE has been awarded the car of the year for South Africa.
Fantastic.
And the GLE Coupe is obviously just a cousin of the GLE. I mean, most people will say it's a similar look as the BMW X6, mm-hmm. Which is the easiest way to explain it to people that don't know the GLE Coupe. So yes, I mean
I just googled it and it's a lot prettier than an X6, but that's just my opinion. But it's kind of the same size and shape.
Correct. Yes. Sure. So yes. Same chassis as the GLE, same interior. I mean, if you're inside the GLE or the GLE Coupe, I don't think you would know which car you're in because, I mean, the tech and the telematics and comfort is all the same. Yes.
Gord, what are you going crazy about? You looking at a picture of it?
No, I just googled it and there's some super nice ones. Although there's one dude that's like done it in a matte tile looking wrap that's a little weird, but it's a super beautiful car. I haven't seen it before. It's got this massive front grille. It is similar in size and shape to an X6, as you just said, but it's a lot prettier. It's got all those sporty Merc looking bits. So I'd never seen it before, so I was just googling it. The back of it is especially nice, I think.
Very good. I'm looking at pictures too. This is a very nice car. All right, so Phil, tell me a little bit more about this thing. What makes it different, and what have they done to revamp and re-engineer and relaunch this?
Yes, well, I mean, so it's just been launched now, so it's everything is brand new. It's a brand new shape. It's got new lights, the new multi-beam LED lights, which makes the easiest way to explain it. It makes night day. You know, it's very, very wonderful lights. I mean, the telematics as well. It's all the functions that you've mentioned in the previous show, the Hey Mercedes, all the telematics, MBUX, Mercedes Me, all of those are pretty standard in the vehicle as well. So even if you get the basic car, it's pretty well spec'd.
Okay, but I asked you about the hybrid cars, and this one may have a plug-in hybrid version, right?
Yes. I think the South African market is not 100% there yet for hybrid and electric vehicles. I mean, I was very excited, but it seems like this whole COVID thing got everything just postponed and postponed. So I think from our brand side, I mean, we will be launching a proper EQ, which is our branded name for electronic vehicles and hybrid cars.
Right.
Closer to 2022. So I will say more or less this time next year. Mm-hmm. So which would basically include everything. It will have a hybrid GLE, hybrid or full electric GLC, which is called the EQC. We'll have a hybrid A class. And speaking of fuel consumption, that will top the C220. I mean, over and over and over.
Really?
The one that you drive, fuel consumption, even better. Yeah, way better. Yeah.
I mean, it's getting to a point where actually.
And this is not a small car, let's just reiterate.
What, the GLE?
No, but in terms of having that amazing fuel consumption, it's not a
little runaround. Yeah, but I think Phil's talking about the A-Class when he says that the hybrid version. Now,
okay, I thought you were talking about your one with the great fuel consumption, which is not a small car.
So
So with that Garrett's model as well.
Phil, what about how many kilometers do you reckon you could get on a full tank in that A-Class hybrid that you're talking about? Just give me a gamble.
I don't know the specs on the A-Class, but I can talk about a little bit about the EQC that's mm-hmm. been launched overseas. As far as I know, your range is approximately around about 400 kilometers.
Sure.
But the amazing thing, and that's according to what I've read, I've never charged it myself at home. But you get a fast charging cell phone charger and the mm-hmm. generic one that you buy.
Yeah.
Through a different convenience store. So there's a big difference on the charging time on those cables.
Yeah.
So if you go to charge your vehicle on the fast charging system, I think you've got a, it can charge the vehicle up to 80% in only 35 minutes. So, I mean, then you can go, let's say, another 250 kilometers again. So I think that the tech's there, and it's way more convenient than people think. I mean, charging the vehicle for 6 or 7 hours. So, I mean, you can't get to Durban from your house, you know, because you only got that range of 400 kilometers. I think it will be way easier than that.
Sounds amazing. All right, so let's get to the big mama, because I know that this is what Sia is interested in. And if he did win the lotto, which we were talking about earlier, all Sia would do is sit in the back of an S-Class and have someone drive him around with white gloves on. He's this kind of guy. So the S-Class really is the top-of-the-range supercar. This is the one that you know, you have a chauffeur in these, and if you do drive it yourself, it's the best drive you'll ever have. It's Mercedes, Mercedes, Mercedes. Am I wrong?
No, that's a big, beautiful car.
It's always difficult to make the call if you want to be driven in the car or if you'd like to drive the car. I mean, it's because both of them are fantastic. So,
all right, so tell us about this. What have they done?
So, again, I mean, it's not a facelift. It's a brand new model. So, again, as I think I've mentioned in the previous shows, you get a new shape, then it's 4 years, then there will be a facelift, which will be minor differences. Mm-hmm. And then 3 years, another 3 years again, then there will be a complete new shape. And this is the time now for S-Class, the same as for the GLE Coupe and GLE. So it's a new shape. I haven't sit in one. I haven't seen one before. But sure. As far as the videos that I've sent CEO last night and yourself, wow. It looks like it's going to be amazing. So, yes, again, telematics and hand gestures have been brought into the vehicle as well. Wow. And a lot of tech, yes.
No, it's beautiful inside. It's like there's one solid – it's like the biggest iPad you've ever seen between the steering wheel and the passenger seat. And
that's right.
It's very sexy. This is right up your street, man.
Oh, yeah. Without a freaking doubt.
Yeah. All right, well, this is terrific, but obviously this is out of most of our range. So how many S-Classes do we have in South Africa, and who buys them?
It's a difficult question. I mean, it's interesting. I mean, we get some youngsters that buy them, but just because it's a sign of that I've arrived, you know. Yeah. But I will say predominantly for people, I will say 50 plus, more around there would be your target market.
But for a big car like that, these things also have incredible engines in them, right? I mean, they can really go.
Yes. Usually, the favorite one is probably the V8, which will be the, I believe, the S580, which is not a 5.8 engine. It will probably be a smaller engine, like a 4-liter or so, to give you better fuel consumption, as well, better power. So it will be a smaller engine than the one that's been in the previous model, but with more kilowatts and more newtons and better fuel consumption. So looking forward, yeah.
All right. So listen, Phil, there's plenty to talk about, but we'll chat to you sooner rather than later, because people were asking, like, why the hell you just disappeared. They thought I was suddenly having to walk to work and things like that, and that we'd had a fight, but it was because you had these announcements to make. So, all right, we've got lots to think about this morning. Go and check out the pictures of this, and we'll post links on cliffcentral.com too, so that you can go and have a look at what Phil's talking about. And if you need to get hold of them, DeWitt Motors, they're established since 1950. It's your father who started it? Father-in-law.
My grandparents, yeah. Grandfather and mother. That's right.
Damn right.
That's correct.
1950, man. How many cars were there in the country in 1950? Only about three or four. So that shows you how old this dealership is. It's awesome. All right. So if you want to find out more about them, you can also go along and check out their website. We'll put all the links for all of that and more there. More than 60 years of successful operation in Ermelo, DeWitt Motors' path has been entwined with the history and the structures that enhance its position, not only in Ermelo, but in the whole country, because people go to Ermelo to buy cars from these guys. Consistent, upward, excellent service, and they are an award-winning dealer. They have won 15 Dealer of the Year awards, numerous excellence awards, and continue to strive for exceptional service in everything that they do. They're also a Level 4 BBBEE contributor. And thanks, Phil, for talking to us this morning. You can email info@dewits.co.za for more info. And if you want to buy a car, these are the guys to talk to, really. I can speak from experience. They know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah.
Thanks, Russ. Thanks, Gareth.
Awesome, man.
Yeah, nice to.
Yeah, good to see you. Thanks so much. There's Phil Kutzer from DeWitt Motors. Just go along and check out all their details on cliffcentral.com. Cliffcentral.com.